He was upset because I picked Moneke over him, and I think Moneke had a -4.
You kicked me out. He's not even picking him over me. You grabbed both of us.
Don't lie to me. I thought Mike James was your guy. I mean, just because Sasha's here, now Sasha's your guy, right?
No, I think Mike James is one of my favorite players ever in EuroLeague. Don't get me wrong with that.
I want to apologize to PJ Shorts because, like, maybe I brought him a bad luck. I'm sure he'll bounce back.
Hello, welcome back to the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast. My name is Javi Cantel, and as every week, we're here to break down what happened last week, what's going to happen next week with the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge. We have a very special guest, but before that, Vasiliki, welcome back. You have the winners of our private league rounds, right?
Hello, Javi. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, of course I do. Round 6 winner was Vitridakis, and round 7 winner was Theofanis Kyrtsos. So good job, guys. Great guys, both, I guess, from their names. Someone from Greece is doing well because I'm definitely not. But yeah, we have a special guest with us. Unfortunately, we don't have Frankie because he kind of beat us last week. So we're going to want to make him disappear. No, we're kidding. We love you, Frankie.
It takes too much stress. We found the best replacement possible. Former EuroLeague MVP and current Fantasy Challenge god, Sasha Vesenko. Sasha, how are you?
Hello, hello, guys. It's a pleasure to be with you. I'm good. You know, new week. And I'm happy to be here to talk about whatever you want about the game, which this year it's complicated, I can say, but we're trying to do our best.
Why do you think it's complicated?
I don't know. Like, I'm playing this game for, like, more than, let's say, 6 years. Five, 6 years, and I think it's the first year where I don't know what to do. I don't know which player to pick, you know. I don't know. I think the prices were too high even from the beginning, so this make everything complicated in my head. And then, you know, when you do one mistake in the first round and then you do a second mistake and then you're doubting about everything and then you don't know what to do.
I wonder if you are asked a lot about the game. Like, people on the street tell you, I have you in my Fantasy Challenge team, and if you get any conversation about the Fantasy Challenge with people you don't know.
Yeah, like, even in my DMs, in Instagram, and even, like, lately, that's the most, like, whatever they say. Like, I have you in Fantasy, you're my captain, are you going to play well? Like, all these things. So, it's a common thing right now.
Because you are the most popular guy in Fantasy. 39% of managers have them on your team. So that's a big responsibility there.
In my league with my 20 friends, 19 has me, and like lately I don't have myself, which like it's a little bit, it's a little bit crazy.
That's when you're not doing well, because you don't have yourself. You have to have yourself, man. I mean, everybody does. Everybody likes you in Fantasy, man.
I'm doing my own strategy. I don't want to take expensive players, you know. I'm trying to play with more players, which at this point, it doesn't work, but, you know.
Vasiliki and I didn't have a very good week. Vasiliki had 120 points. I did even worse. I had 104. So we need to make some changes, and I hope that you help us, because, like I said, we're losing against Frankie, who is not here, and we need to, well, change the situation. Should we break down the week ahead? Of course, it's a Greek derby. In terms of fantasy, not about who's going to win or anything like that. We just want to know, who do you think is going to play well in this game?
Before we see our teams, to say I have one player from Olympiacos and one player from Panathinaikos. I won't reveal that yet. That's definitely the most intriguing game of this week. And it's always a tough game to predict. Sasa knows that very well, because you can never know who is going to step up. The rivalry is at the highest level, and everybody wants to play well on those games, so you never know who's gonna get hot and like score 20 points or like do a double double.
I have a rule in my game, like, I never take an opponent player and I don't take from my team players, just because, you know, the game is a game. So I'm taking from other games, like 99.9%. So about this game, is a derby, you know, like, players on fantasy, like, I'll tell avoid this game. You know, it's a Greek derby. You have 8 more games to pick players. So for this game, everything is unpredictable. Usually the keys are players where you don't expect to be most of the time. So for the players, it's better just avoid this game.
I'm going to ask you about three of the players, or let's say two of the players who have been red hot in fantasy, and a game that features two of the best teams in the competition right now. First, Asbel plays Fenerbahce. That's another opportunity for Theo Maledon and Neil Sacco. They haven't been playing that well in the double week. Pretty much everybody has them. What's your advice about this? Should we keep both of them? Should we try to... Because I saw Maledon this week, but I'm keeping Sacco because at center, he's still very, very, very cheap. So what do you think? Do you think it's a good idea to keep both of them or to get rid of them before they go down?
Usually, I don't like when someone take two players from the same team. I like to be more spread, to have more like options. I sell Theo Maledon too, like before Palace game, because you know in Oaka it's very tough place to place, and Panathinaikos, like as you saw, it was an easy game for them. So you know, when it's a blowout game, you never know, someone will not play a lot, so you need players who will play a lot. I kept Sacco too because I think like he's by himself, and even though he didn't play well in the next game with Bayern, he's efficient player, like he's not making mistakes, very, very a lot of rebounds, and I think it's a great option to have him in your team.
Another player that's hot lately is Sabin Lee from Maccabi. He's the surprise. He got in the middle of the season and he's already winning games for them. What do you think, Sas, about him?
To be honest with you, I was thinking about it, and I think the first mistake I make is when Tamir Blatt like get injured, then, and Jokubaitis was injured, so Lee was like great option, but like I didn't take him. I think in this style that Maccabi plays fits him a lot, and he can produce. It's a pick and roll team, so he can make a lot of assists. I think he's a primary option, so he's a great option.
I signed Sabin Lee just when he arrived. Then I traded him, but I think I made a good move because I signed Nick Weller-Babb. Has been amazing in the last 3 weeks. He basically saved my fantasy team from being even worse. And now they're going to play Žalgiris, but I don't know if it's going to be a low-scoring game. And that could limit, let's say, the PAR of players. It's a very hard-to-predict game also, Bayern against Žalgiris. So what's your take on that?
It's tough because Žalgiris plays amazing defense for fantasy game. Whoever like play against them, I don't know if it's like a good option. Even though like Weller-Babb is a great player, plays a lot. And from the other side, for Gedraitis, like if Lonnie Walker plays, I don't know like if he's playing this week or next week. You know, there will be a lot of guards also there. One more option. I don't know if his time will be limited, but still, like for this price, it's not like a big risk of a move. So I think both of them, it's good to have them in your team.
Siliki, I want to ask you about Efes. You know, Shane Larkin has been sidelined for a little time, and two players really step up, Elijah Bryant and Darius Thompson. Would you recommend any of these two players? And if not, then who do you like in that game against Monaco?
I do have Elijah Bryan on my team still. He's a very good option. He doesn't cost that much. And if you had him before, his price has gone up. So you have benefited from that already. He's very stable. And other than Darius Thompson, I think Jordan Nwora is a good option at forwards because he's also getting more minutes with Bryan playing more as a guard. I also had another player in mind, and I want to ask Sasa his opinion about that. Janan Musa is out, so I think we go all in with Mario Hezonja. What do you think, Sasa?
Real Madrid's like rotation was limited the last games, and especially with Musa out, he'll play a lot, Gabi Deg will play a lot. When you have two options to choose, and then you just have to make the right choice. But for sure, Mario will take more responsibilities. Real Madrid needs a win because on the double week they have two losses. So I think you should have one player of Real Madrid, either him or Eddie Tavares or Facu Campazzo. I think someone will step up for a big game.
That's a funny story. Can I tell you, Sasha, about the voice message that you sent me about me picking Moneke over you? He was upset because I picked Moneke over him, and I think Moneke had a -4 or -5, so he was completely right. It was a really bad move that week.
Chima is a great player, but you kicked me out. He's not even picking him over me. I saw that you kicked me out of your team. You had both of us.
I have three teams, right? I had two of them. Just that didn't happen in this one.
I don't have a problem if you pick someone else over me. I have a problem when you kick me out of your team.
Okay, so I'm good. I have you on my team since the beginning. So we're good, Sasa. That's good.
The main mistake I'm doing, I don't know if you do it too, it's like you change your team like more than 100 times. You just stay with your first choice. Like, first choice is the best choice. Because there's so many good players that in so many different combinations, it's better to stick to your first plan for the players who are listening to us.
I agree, but not completely. If there's an injury, for instance, right now we heard that Josh Nibo is going to be out for 2 weeks. Now, all of a sudden, Caruso, who is like 4 credits, is a very good choice. And even Nikola Mirotic, who has been playing really, really well lately, he's going to see not more playing time, but he's going to have more shots. I'm not going to pick Mirotic over you because I already picked you back. But I'm tempted. I tell you, I'm tempted.
You have to. He's playing really good. And what you said is him and Zach Lidey on these two positions. And I think like they're taking a lot of responsibility. Like Milan made a good win like last week, so they want to keep it up. And I think it's a great choice.
Yeah. Also, they play Real Madrid, and you know there's history between Mirotic and Madrid. So, I mean, everything points out to a big game by Mirotic, but like I said, I'm going to stand with my first choice and I'm going to keep it set. So let's break down our teams, the trades that we did for round 8. Vasiliki, you go first. Which players are out, which players are in, what did you do this week?
Okay, I will start with my coach. Tomislav Mijatovic is out and Yanis Sferopoulos is in because Krenos Vesta is playing against Alba. I think that's the easiest matchup. Right now, Alba has many injuries and is at the bottom of the standing, so that was a no-brainer. Plus, I get 1.3 credits more with that trade. So we go with that. Other than that, Elio Kobo is out and Kendrick Nunn is in. As I said, I have a player from Olympiacos, a player from Panathinaikos. The player from Panathinaikos is Kendrick Nunn, and the player from Olympiacos is, of course, Sasa Vezekov, my go-to guy since the beginning. No need to blast Sasa because you're present. As we already said, you are one of the favorite persons in fantasy, so it's a logical choice. And then I also got rid of Carson Edwards, who didn't deliver last week as I hoped, and I got Saben Lee. I hope he still has some good games in him before Maccabi gets Dave DeJulius from Aris, as Coach Katas indicated. He's the one coming from Maccabi. Tamir Blatt is still out, so there's room for Saben Lee to do his thing. And lastly, I traded Osmani for Ricci from Armani because I couldn't do anything else with the credits I had left. I overspent on my guards this week. So yeah, that's it.
Two questions, Vasiliki. Do you have Caruso?
No, I don't.
No, I would consider Caruso for Ricci. He's been playing better and it's cheaper. So maybe it's a choice. And second,
I will keep that in mind.
Don't lie to me. I thought Mike James was your guy. I mean, just because Sasha's here, now Sasha's your guy, right?
No, I think Mike James is one of my favorite players ever in EuroLeague. Don't get me wrong with that. But until this point, he hasn't been playing like his usual self because he had a back injury during the summer and he's not at 100% yet. So I had to get him out of my team the previous round. Sorry, Mike. But he will be back on my team at some point down the road. That's for sure. You know, when the going gets tough, Mike James is there. So he will be on my team later on.
All right. Well, Sasha, which moves did you make this week?
To be honest with you, it's still Monday. And I'll change all my moves until Friday, until Thursday. So whatever I'll tell to you, I will lie. But I know which players will be out of my team. Like, to tell you who I'll take now, I think I'm not ready to do that. And I'll change it, so I don't want to lie to you and to the people. But I know about the coach too. Like, Thiago Splitter gave me 2 times a win. So he'll be out, and I'll take Yanis Spiropoulos. That's like, because I think they played great with Panathinaikos. They lost at the end. And I think this is the moment to win the team of Alba, who lost like in the domestic league too, and they have injuries. So I think it's the time. And then I'll take out Martin Hermansson. He played amazing and he's like really, really productive. But as I said, I think like Red Star will play a great defensive game in front of their people and they won a dominant win. I'll keep TJ Schultz and Fagu Campazzo, even though like TJ Schultz, it was his first like not productive game, let's say, even the team won. So I'll keep them, both of them. And I'll like take out Daniel Oturu. I expect a little bit more against Alba. He played amazing first half, but like probably because the game was 20 points, he didn't play like second half a lot. And then even though I like him a lot, I trust him like for 3-4 weeks, it's time for Alpha Diallo to go out of my team. And then I have like 3 moves for 1 guard, 1 forward and 1 center, which probably until like Thursday, 8 o'clock, 2 minutes before the first game, I'll not like be ready to choose.
Yeah.
So
always.
I know you want to ask, you want to answer for me, but whatever I say about now players, it will not be accurate. So I can send you a message like 2 minutes before the game. So you
don't do it because I mean, you have to focus on the round. I mean, it's a big game coming up. I have my trades here. I traded Tavares, who I picked this week. He played well, but I need the money to buy you, basically. So I got Johannes Wutman, who played really well in the last round. I think he matches up pretty well against Algis. Algis has bigs. I don't know if Danson is going to play because he had an injury in the last game. But Birutis, is a hard guy to guard the pick and pop. So I think Voigtman could get an advantage there. I tried Coach Mijatovic and I signed Ergin Ataman. No, just kidding. It's Spyropoulos. Like everybody else, we all think that Cervena Zvezda is going to be Alba. No, not so, I mean, they have a lot of injuries right now and they're not in the bad moment. And fantasy is like that. If a team has a lot of injuries, you have to go for the opponent's coach. That's a golden rule in fantasy. Then I traded Lubavukawa Roth for you, and I have finally Sasha Vesenko in my team. And I traded Teo Maledon, like I said, and I got Elijah Bryant, which for some reason I didn't have. That's more or less my team. The way it looks, for turn one, is going to be TJ Schultz, Giedraitis, Weller Bab, Richie, Votman, and Caruso. I have both Richie and Caruso. Coaches Fyropoulos, and I have a great bench with Elijah Bryan, Nils Sako, Sasha Vesenko, and Erkan Osmani. So, I mean, it's always the same. On paper, it looks good, right? It looks like I'm going to have a lot of points, but then the reality is very, very different. And then you have to start, okay, I have a good bench, but maybe the guys in the beginning won't deliver. Reality is always different. Vasiliki, what's your team this week?
Okay, I want to start by saying this. I want to plea Tariq Jones to have a good game again because he was thriving at the beginning. And when I got him on my team, no, he hasn't delivered. So I need Tariq Jones to play well because the center position is the one that has given me the most problems so far this season. The good centers are too expensive and then you really don't have options. So I need Tariq Jones to play well this week, please. Please. And apart from the players I already mentioned before, I have Dr. Gidraitis as well. I have Tarik Biberovits. And I have 2 bench players that probably are not going to play or not play much in Panagiotis Kolentzakis and Ndiaye from Baskonia. So I'm mostly going with 8 players that are going to play and like 2 players that will fill in my bench. I don't know if that's a great strategy to go, but it is what it is.
And there is a center, right? So that's why you need Tariq Jones to play well, because Sasha, what do you think about this? Having a center with 4 credits is a good idea in fantasy?
No, for me, because the centers are just 2, you need to have 2 good players that you know they will play. Except like if you're taking, let's say, Eddie Tavares or Matias Lesor, where you know that constantly are like there every night because they're playing a lot and because the type of game they have. But to be honest, I'm trying to split for my centers. Don't take like the really expensive one. I remember I just took like Eddie Tavares in the first round against Bayern, and then like trying to split. Now I have also Nils Sako and I'm searching the second one. Like 2 weeks ago I had Tariq Jones. Last week I have Daniel Oturu. But I think like you have to have 2 centers that they will play.
I go with this way because I think like a guard can provide more. Like if they're on a hot night and they start getting buckets and assisting, they can have more of a ranking than a center who does like more specific things. That's why I like to overspend more on my guards. I don't know if that's the right way to do it, but that's why I do it.
I'm kind of in the middle. I have Sako and Whitman. None is super expensive, but none is super cheap. So it's more or less like a mid-level strategy, let's say. Okay, team captains. My captain in turn one is going to be T.A. Shards. If he doesn't play well, then Sasha steps in. Maybe Sako, but I think it's going to be Sasha. In turn two, Vasiliki.
For turn one, I have Tyreek Jones because I don't really have a better option. For turn one, I have more players playing on turn two, which is also apparently not the best way to do it, but it is what it is. And for turn two, if Tyreek Jones doesn't play well, I would be tempted to go between Sasa and Kendrick. It would be definitely a last moment decision. Yeah, I don't know what I will do, but I will go with my instinct. I probably won't have the time to do it last minute because it will be a busy day for us too. But yeah, we'll see about that. Sasa, if you want to say something to make me change my mind right now, you're more than welcome.
Do whatever your heart says.
Okay.
All right. Sasha, any recommendation for captain this week?
I'll go with Fago Campazzo. I think they play on Thursday, if I'm not like mistaken.
Against Armani.
I'll go with him and stay with him. I'm not thinking about T2. He'll be my captain. He'll play amazing.
That's what I said about Boneka that week, and you see what happened. So I said it out loud in public. Everybody could see it. I don't need a turn two captain because Boneka is going to play great, and he had a minus something.
And one funny story, I want to apologize to TJ Shorts because I didn't pick him for six rounds and I picked him last week and he was 4 out of 21 and I put him back. So I want to apologize to him. Maybe I brought him a bad luck, but I'll keep him so I'm sure he'll bounce back.
Yeah, I have a player that for two years in two different teams, every time I pick him, he plays bad, but every time he's out there without me having him, he plays great. So I mean, out of respect for the player, I decided never to sign Sterling Brown again. So he can play well and be a great player because every time he's in my fantasy team, I jinx him big time. So that's it. Vasiliki, that's all we have. Any famous last words?
You always know you can find us on X, formerly known as Twitter, not only us, but apparently Frankie, who will be there to give you his team for this week, see what changes he made, criticize us and make us reconsider our options. So don't miss this opportunity, of course.
All right. Well, Sasha, thank you very much for joining us. I have one last question for you. How did you miss the EuroLeague? How great is it to be back in the EuroLeague?
It's something special. I'm enjoying every game. Every game is every game matters. Every game, you go to win. And I miss that feeling. I miss that competitiveness. I miss that, passion for the game. And even though it's too early, we see, a lot of great teams, a lot of different results, a lot of teams, that probably nobody expected to be so high or really competitive, game. And I'm really happy about that.
All right, well, Sasha, thank you very much. Sasha, I think it will be one of the stars in the rivalry series game of the week, Panathinaikos Actor Athens against Olympiakos Piraeus. Make sure you watch this game and 8 more on EuroLeague TV. And of course, don't forget to like and subscribe. And if you have any comments, we are very reactive to comments. Please comment down below. We'll get back to you. See you next week in the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast.